We are on Daf Chof Beis Amid Aleph. We'll start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kosher B'Toyrim Posel B'Vnayoyne. The gil that is kosher in order to be nikrav by Toyrim, by the mean Toyrim, that's Posel B'Vnayoyne. Kosher B'Vnayoyne Posel B'Toyrim. Chilus Hatziyu Boze Uboze Posel. Just the translation, a tur is a turtle dove, and a yain is a dove. That means in the there are 70, the Malbim brings down, in Vayikra, there are 70 minim, different types of yainim. But here we're speaking about a yain and a tur, so this is a turtle dove, and this is a plain dove. The Malbim says, Hayayne hu neiche likona, Hayayne is anichna, Hatayr hu chofshi. The Tayr is does not want bailes over them. It's a freie Feigel. Hatayr is leaves in the winter, it migrates to warmer places, and Hayayne stays put. So the kids, we're speaking about two types of minim. They're all in perhaps one family, but they're different minim. So kosher b'teirim posel b'nayyane, kosher b'nayyane posel b'teirim. In Tchilus Hatziv, b'zeh or b'zeh posel. B'teirim loshen mishneh. So what is Pshat M'Rashi? So the Yisabrocha brings down from the Rosh Yosef that in Chumash it says Toirim with Amen. Here in the Mishnah it says Kosher B'Toirim. So Rashi says Loshen Mishnah. The Loshen of the Mishnah is called Toirim. Achi Garsinen B'Masnisen Chiles Hatziyu Shebozeh Posel. Chiles Hatziyu Shemaschilim Lahavi Noitze Yofe Tzuhuve Soviv Litzavo Psulim Boze Oboze Kach Meforish Bigmore. That means there are different etkufais in the giddle of a yoine and a toyer when they are born. There is no luster whatsoever in the wings that they possess. Later, when they start maturing, so the nights, the feathers, I'm talking about the feathers around the neck, they start, the nights, yofa, tzuhuve, soviv, letzavo. This is the beginning when their feathers start having a luster and a shine on them, but it starts only by these feathers which are around the tzavo. And as the yoine grows older, then more of the feathers get this luster and shine. So tchilas hatziyu, when the luster starts, and that is nika only soviv letzavo, is psulim boze or boze, kach meforish bigmore. Because we will see, as the sugya progresses, that a yayne is only kosher if they're ktanim. A tur is only kosher when they're gedolim. And tchilas hatziyuv is not ktanim and not gedolim. Kach meforish bigmore, the bivnei yoine psulim mishum goydlom. That means that it's there's already some sort of maturity as the yoine gets this tchilas hatziyuv. So memela, they're not called bnei yoine anymore. They're not completely ktanim. Ubetayren mipnei kaitnon, and by the tayren, this is not It is not the matzav of godless. The yotzu michlal ktanim ulechlal gedolim leibo. I mean, this is the Loshna of Rashi. It would seem that there are three matzavim. There's a matzav of katnus, that's b'nei yoine. There's a matzav of godless, that's toirim. Doesn't say b'nei toirim. And then there's a matzav in between that this, we can't call it katnus and we can't call it godless. So this is bozeh or bozeh posel. Tana rabbonon. Toirin gedolim ksheirim. Now, I said the Mishnah was very sosum. Mishnah just said there are things which are kosher b'toirin, impossible b'bnei yoine, and the opposite. But the Mishnah did not specify what we're speaking about. So the Baraisa elaborates and explains. Toirin gedolim ksheirim. If they're gedolim, then they're kosher. Ktanim, if they're Ktanim, the psulim. Bnei yoine, ktanim, ksheirim. Gdoilim, psulim. Nimtza, kosher, b'toirin, posel, b'bnei yoine. Kosher, b'bnei yoine, posel, b'toirin. Let us just see Taisvis. Nimtza, kosher, b'toirin. Abreise, dehoche, leishayach, lemedek, I nimtza lemutei mai kededaik lael amas nisen de nimtza kosher b'shchite posel b'melike. There the Gemara radik that this was miyuta and it's coming to tell us a new tziyu that is posel b'melike and kosher l'shchite, because all the other cases are already mentioned in the Mishnah. And over here l'chayre, the Baraisa isn't telling us what are the new cases that the Baraisa is coming to be marbe, nimtza kosher b'toirim posel b'bnei yoine. If it's not coming to tell us anything, so why is it necessary to write this? That's Taisvis Kashi. So Taisvis answers, tahach Baraisa amas nisen kaime. This Baraisa is a pirish on the Mishnah, lefrushe. The Mishnah was very sosum, kosher b'toirin posel b'bnei yoine. But the Mishnah did not at all elaborate and explain what are we speaking about. So the Baraisa is explaining the Mishnah. Leplushe de toirim g'doilim ksheirim, that's kosher b'gdoilim, is posel b'yoine. V'hoda mesayim, so first the Baraisa said the halacha, toirim g'doilim ksheirim, k'tanim psulim. So the Baraisa says the halacha, what the Mishnah is being meramis to. So now the Baraisa is being mesayim. That is pshat the Mishnah. I'm telling you what we're speaking about, and that is pshat the Mishnah. So it's not being marbe a new case. It is just explaining what the Mishnah was coming to tell us. Avolel leitzoich lemisni klal nimta dekvash min en reishe deshchita min atzava malika min ha'irev bimshina bezeh bezeh posel. The Mishnah alone said these chalukim. So now the nimta is superfluous. So therefore, the Gemara said the nimta is coming to be marbe a new case. Zogte Gemara weiter, Tano Rabono, Teirem Gedoilem Veloi Ktanem. Teirem are Gedoilem Veloi Ktanem. Before we go further, just let's understand Pshat and the Rashi. The Dibur HaMasl is not Teirem, it's Teirem. Zogleim Teirem. Teirem Gedoilem Veloi Ktanem. Atayrim dekro koi. So I mean, this Rashi is explaining, and the Mishnah, it calls them beloshin. Loshin Mishnah is toirin. So why? And then the first Varai said, toirin gedoilim ksheirim. Right, so that's the loshin Mishnah. And then, Tana Rabbana toirim. So Rashi said a problem. Why this bereise says teirim? So therefore Rashi says a teirim bekrokoi. That's not the lotion of the bereise. So that what the pasuk says teirim. So mamela, that means gedolim v'loy ktanim. Sheyochel, that means there'd be a mokim to say v'loy dinu. That means learning. Now we're saying pshat in the pasuk. It'd be a mokim to say that it's a kal v'chaima. Uma b'nei yayna. Shloi hukshiru b'gdoilem, hukshiru b'ktanim. Toirim she hukshiru b'gdoilem, ein eidin she hukshiru b'ktanim. So it'd be a mokim to say, al tamida v'kal v'chaima, that toirim, b'nei toirim, should also be kosher. A kal v'chaima from b'nei yayne. Talmud loyma teirim gedolim v'loy ktanim. Now, we'll see soon. This doesn't tell us anything. We'll see there's a limud. It's a limud teirim gedolim v'loy ktanim. Then the Baraisa continues. B'nei yayne ktanim v'loy gedolim. Sheyachel ba'aloy dinu. I would perhaps say that it's a kal v'chaima. Uma teirim shloi hukshiru b'ktanim, hukshiru b'gdoilem, b'nei yayne shehukshiru b'ktanim, ein oidin shehukshiru b'gdoilem. It'd be a mokim to say that a yayne is also good. Talmud loyma b'nei yayne ktanim v'loi gdoilem. So now, but the Baraisa is very sosum. Where do you see that it's bedavke b'nei yayne ktanim b'loy gdoilem? Omar Rove leilishtamet krov lichtoiv min b'nei ha-toirem oy min ha-yayne. You don't find that the Torah should write one place b'nei yayne. Always says, when it speaks about yayne, it says yayne. When it speaks about Teirim, it doesn't say B'nai Teirim. Now the Gemara says, Eima B'nai Yoyne Dekosavu Rachmone B'nai Ktanim Ein G'doylem Loi. So now for some reason the Gemara came to the conclusion that B'nai Yoyne is a miyut. That what it doesn't say B'nai Teirim, the Gemara holds for some reason is not a miyut. Even though the Gemara said before, v'lichtev min b'nei ha-teirim or min ha-yayne, the Gemara says somehow falls off from the v'lichtev min b'nei ha-teirim. We'll see soon. This is the Rashba's kasha. But let us just learn the Gemara the way it says in our Gemara. If the Gemara is the kasha, let it say, B'nei ha-teirim emin ha-yayne. And since it doesn't say that, the Torah is always consistent. Whenever it says yayne, it says b'nei yayne. Whenever it says teirim, it says teirim. So from this, the Gemara says, I see that b'nei yayne davke. Davke b'nei yayne. So the Gemara says, Eima, b'nei yoyne de kosu barachmone, b'nei k'tanim en g'doylem loy. Teirim, iboy g'doylem laisi, iboy k'tanim laisi. The Gemara says, dumye de b'nei yoyne. Ma b'nei yoyne k'tanim en g'doylem loy, af teirim g'doylem en k'tanim loy. So not to get into pshat of the b'raisa, but just superficially to understand the b'raisa. The Baraisa Deval said as follows. From B'nei Yayne, I learn out by Yaynim Davke Ktanim. Says B'nei Yayne. The Gemara now asks the Kasha, but Teirim maybe should be both. The Gemara says there's a Hekish Teirim to B'nei Yayne. Never says, because it always says together, Minat Teirim or B'nei Yayne, so we're Makish Teirim B'nei Yayne, just like B'nei Yoyne, I see clearly, is only K'tanim, so Toirem is Davke G'doylem. That is the limud of the Baraisa. Now, before we see Rashi, let us just see Tosfos says it's a gewaltige Ha'ore, She'yochel Ba'aloi Dinhu. So Tosfos says, B'shum duchte loy garsinin tavayu. This lashon She'yochel Ba'aloi Dinhu is mamish double talk. The She'yochel mashme, the word She'yochel means, the ilav haikra, Lehab amina hachi. I mean, Yochel, I would think like this. Talmud loyma. So the pasuk says, not the way I would think. So, sheyochel means the wrong pshat. And that's why I need a pasuk to correct me and tell me the right pshat. That's a tight sheyochel. Haloidinu, aval haloidinu mashma debalav haikro hoyeloy loyma came. Haloidinu means to say, why do you need a posik? I can figure it out myself. Vahaloidinu. And now Sheyochel Vahaloidinu is not too good. And we see the next Taisus. So Taisus holds Yegeira Sheyochel Amabineyoyne. Fakel. So the Sheyochel is like it's a hava minim that I would think that both are kosher by Bnei Yoyne, Saiktanim, Saikdoilam, Sheyoch, because of a Kal V'chomer, but not to say Valoidinu. The terminology of Valoidinu means something else completely. I don't need a posik. Sheyoch, I would think I would make a Kal V'chomer, but not Valoidinu. That is Pshat and Tosfos. Gedoilam V'loiktanim. Teirem, Tanabanak Teirem, Gedoilem Velektanim. So Rashi says, Lekamei Meforesh, my mashme. How do you know that Teirem are Gedoilem Velektanim? Sheyochel Valeidinu, Ilav the Kosav Teirem, who wouldn't have said Teirem, Ave Yalfinin Midino Diktanim Ksheirem. If I wouldn't have said Teirem, I would have learned out Midino Diktanim from the Kal V'chomer Diktanim Ksheirem. If I wouldn't have said Teirem. See, Tosfos already, this is not so poshut. If I wouldn't have said Teirem, I wouldn't have known that Teirem Bechlal HaKoshen. Umna bne yoine, shlei hukshiru begdoyle, do bnei ktanim mashme. Bnei means ktanim. Vi ikuvo de gdoylem psulim lekamon yalev. Now, Rashi is saying, how do you know that Bnei Yoyne are possible b'gedoylem? The most making now a Kal V'chomer. Ma Bnei Yoyne shlo hukshu b'gedoylem hukshu b'ktanem, terem shu hukshu b'gedoylem en edin shu hukshu b'ktanem. So Rashi says, Doha Bnei Ktanem Mashma. Bnei means Ktanem. Then Rashi says, V'ikuvo de gdoilem psulim lekamon yalev. That gdoilem apostle, we're going to learn out later. So this Rashi is a little unclear. We'll see Tosfos as the Kasha and Rashi. Rashi first starts by saying, Do b'nei ktanim mashme. How do you know that the Gedoilem Apostle, the Bnei Ktanim Mashme, V'ikuvo the Gedoilem Psulim Lekamon Yalef, that's a Gedoilem Apostle by Yoinim, I'll learn out later. So L'chayre, if Bnei is Mashme Ktanim, so why do you have to learn out? This is a problem. Ikuve de gdeilem psulim lakam on yalav. So I just like to say, tup shot him in Shitas Rashi that the Megine Shleime brings down. And the tup shot him are as follows. One shot is that Bnei is icha mash mektanim. That's for sure. Bnei is mash mektanim. Bnei yayne means ktanim. And the Pasuk is icha speaking about ktanim. Now, what is the din by gedolim? So, but the din is by gedolim, it's not muchach that the gedolim are no good. The Pasuk is speaking about ktanim. Kal vachomer, that gedolim are good. If ktanim are good, so gedolim is icha be good. So that means these two things, ikuva de gdoilim psulim is not muchach if b'nei is mash mektanim. B'nei could be mash mektanim, and at the same time I could say that gdoilim are also akal v'chayma. The pasuk is like speaking about ktanim, but that in does not in any way prove that gdoilim are pasul. Like the Megine Shleime brings the Gemara, says later that the Gemara calls a shayla if an egla arufa you can make shchita. So the Gemara says you can make shchita. Madoch a behemoth that you can't make arufa, you can make shchita. An egla that you can make arufa, you can zicha make shchita. So what does that mean? So that means arufa zicha means arufa. There's no shayla about it. But arufa can mean arufa. It doesn't mean shchita, but it does not necessarily mean that shchita is no good. Tatei says arufa is good. Shchita avad gevis is good. So memele, that is one mahalach pshat in Rashi. Uma avneyene shloi hursheru begdoilim. So Rashi says how did the Gemara started off that loi hursheru begdoilim. So hoda b'nei ktanim mashme. B'nei zicha mashme ktanim. V'ikuva de gdoilim, that what the Gemara said for a pashtes lehushru begdoilim, the gdoilim psulim lekam and yalav. With that we don't know yet. The Gemara is going to ask later, how do you know that gdoilim are posel by b'nei yoyne? Yeah, but al kaponim, so what we know now, there's another mahalach that the Megine Shleime wants to say, that b'nei is ktanim ashme, b'nei means ktanim, and l'maise, it's mashme ktanim, and could be l'mitzvah, you have to take ktanim, that's why it says b'nei, but could be b'di'evet, b'doilim are also good, not l'chadchila, but b'di'evet. That means less man the palik that b'nei could be mashme, is mashme ktanim, but from that I don't know that it's posel gdoilim. Either gdoilim could be according to the first malach apel l'chadchila, al tzamida v'kal v'chayma, or al kaponim b'di'evet, gdoilim would also be good, no l'mitzvah, one should take ktanim. So that what the Gemara says, Shlei Hurshiru Begdoilem, Hurshiru Begdoilem, Teirem Shurshiru Begdoilem, Teirem, Makami Meforish, Mai Talmude, that Teirem is Hurshiru Begdoilem. Mai Talmude. So now the Gemara says, Kloima, Me Eze Mikro Onu Lemeidim Hochi, Nehei dibnei mash mektanim miu ikuve minola. How do you know that it's likuve? Dileima binin gedoilim mikal v'chayme. That was the Gemara's kash, and that's how he mentioned from the Megine Shleime that the Pashto Saloshin that we can learn it out from a kal v'chayme. That was the Gemara's kash. So that the Gemara asked, my Talmud, where do you see that what that Yoyne is Dafke b'nei Yoyne,
And how do you know that the lady Moslems, how do you know that Torah Madavke Gdoilim and Natan? Oma Rove Leilishtamet Kro Belichtoiv Min Bnei HaTorin Oy Min HaYoyin. So Rashi says, Leilishtamet Kro Yisalke Daitoch Gdoilim Namik Sheirim. If you'll say that Gdoilim are also kosher by Bnei Yoine. Mikol Hanach Kroi de Mishto Bekinim. All the psukim that speak about kinim of Bnei Yoine and Teirem, Kugain Haydin Edove, Ubishmi is Koil, Ubi Yeledet, Ubizove Bizove, Ubi Mitzoyre, you have a multitude of halachas which speak about kinim of teirim of bnei yoine. Leilishtamet chad kro v'nichtoiv min bnei hateirim oy min hayoine. There's not one place that it says bnei hateirim or min hayoine. U'midekosav bekulu bnei. Now Rashi jumps to Yoine. Shmamino la'akev. Now it is very interesting that Rashi said that we don't find that the, to say Bnei Torim, Yoine. And since we don't find this, so Rashi jumps and says, is a raya that Bnei Yoine is dafke. Then almost, how do you know Torim is dafke? So what is pshat in the Gemara? So, the Teferis Yisrael says, there'd be a mokim to say, if we would say, that Tavayu Lavdavke, I mean, that the Teferis Yisrael have some Bnei Yoine, it's Lavdavke, but Bnei Yoine, that can mean jungles, but Lavdavke, Bnei Yoine, it could be, it's Nayin is small, but who are then big? Tayrim is big, who are then small? If everything is Lav Davke, so why didn't the Torah in some place make it interchangeable? So why didn't the Torah say in some place B'nai Tayrim, Yayin? If everything is Lav Davke, the Torah is talking about Ketanim, who are then G'daylam by Tayrim, who are then Ketanim. That means if There's no difference. So why was the Torah so consistent to write all the time Bnei Yoine and all the time Torah? I mean, if you say it's Lav Davke is the Torah wasn't Medayik, and the Bnei means young and the Torah means old, but Lav Davke, if it would be Lav Davke, the Torah would not be so consistent. So if the Torah was consistent, so then Bnei means young. So I see that already is a raya that by Yoinim, Davke young Yoinim are kosher. Fine. Now Torim is not necessarily Torim, I'm not saying Bnei, but Torim can also include young ones also. That means Bnei is specifically stating young ones. Torim, yep, Kvosim. So Kvosim have to mean Dafke. I mean, it's a mean. A Torim is a mean. Bnei is telling me the age of the mean. So it would be Lav Dafke. So first the Gemara was Mevar, it's not Lav Dafke. The Torim said it more like, it would be Lav Davke to Bnei, but who would then Yainos? So then the Torah would never have been so consistent. If the Torah was always consistent, that is a raya that the Torah means something. So then Bnei, if the Torah specified Bnei, so now I know Bnei is Davke. Umidachsiv bekulu Bnei, shmamino la'ake. Ve'eima b'nei ha'yayne d'chsiv b'hu b'nei li'kuvus. And now he must say, you're right, it's not lav dafke. So meila, if the Torah specified b'nei, so v'ayseis v'ayayneim dafke k'tanim li'kuvus. V'adai g'doylim psulim. Avo Torahim ben g'doylim ben k'tanim mashmekt. The word Torahim is as a part of a word. It could mean g'doylim and k'tanim. Hilkach iboy gdoilim laisi, iboy ktanim laisi. So the Gemara says, so how do you know lefiya emes that teirim are dafki gdoilim and not ktanim? So the Gemara says, because they're hookish. Dum yedibne yayne, als the hekish the Gemara means, dum yedibne yayne, mavne yere ktanim and gdoilim lef, teirim gdoilim and ktanim lef. So Rashi says, Ma b'nei yoyne einam k'sherim behechsher teirem. Av teirem einam k'sherim behechsher b'nei yoyne. That is l'chei r'pshat according to Rashi. Now, let us see Tosfos. Now, Rashi had said, Shayachav aleidinu, he loved the chsiv teirim, if it wouldn't have said teirim, av yafina medina, the ktanim ksheirim. If it wouldn't have said teirim, I would have learned the ktanim aksheirim. Shayachav mabne yoyne, perish, he loved the teirim, o yisi machshe, afilu ktanim, mikal v'chayim. Vim Taimas, Hataisvus asks, vi iloiksiv krod de teirem, if it wouldn't have said teirem, lahavi yadinen teirem klau de ksherem lekom. What he means, he asks, if it wouldn't have said the posik of teirem, I would have said that teirem would be kosher by ktanem also. If it wouldn't have said the posik of, since we mentioned that teirem is another mean, this is a turtle dove, this is a dove, they're two different meanings. So memele, so, what said if it wouldn't have said Teirim? I mean, if it wouldn't have said Teirim, it wouldn't know anything. Yishleim the Hachi Pirush. Sheyoche. He loved the Akish Rachmone Teirim Livnei Yoine. That means not if it wouldn't have said Teirim. If it wouldn't have said Teirim next to Bnei Yoine. The Mino Yafinim Besamuch, the Teirim Ktanim Loi. Ela hoye kosu teirim rochek mibnei yoyne. That's pshat in the Gemara. If it wouldn't have said teirim next to bnei yoyne, I would think that teirim ktanim is also good. The hashta yemashme teirim ben gdeilim ben ktanim. So if it said teirim stam, vafilu b'lei kavochay mahavi yedinim. That means really teirim is a parveloshen. Teirim is speaking about a mean. And since it doesn't specifically state the age of the meme, the massive of the meme, so memele, b'lei kavochayim aviyadim, adinechalei leminked, lemele the kavochayim, the Gemara says, nochme, I could learn it out from the kavochayim. Inami, davemotzi lemichtav, ma means something else. It could have said, b'nei yayne b'toyim. Could have said Teirim after Bnei Yoine. The Hashtele have a Makish Teirim Bnei Yoine. That means if it wouldn't have said the way it says now, would have said Bnei Yoine with Teirim, so then I wouldn't be Makish Teirim Bnei Yoine. Now what? The Hekish of the Yemes is just like Bnei Yoine is. Ktanim and not Gdoilim, so Teirim is also Gdoilim, but like Ktanim. Then I could say, it says, b'nei yoyna u'teirim. So then I could say that the b'nei goes also on teirim. U'mikol mokim g'doylim k'sheirim, midalek siv behedye, b'nei yoyna u'b'nei teirim. Ba'avamine mikol v'chayme d'kulom k'sheirim. That means that if it would have said b'nei yoyne u'teirim, I would say, if it wouldn't have said the way it said, I would think that everything is kosher. Avamina mikal v'chem de kulum k'sherim. and the Bnei goes also, Ktanim, Amaloy Matayrim, Amash Megdalim Davki, the Mephorish Lakaman Dumi the Bnei Yaine, because now it says, Tayrim first, and now we're Makish Tayrim Dumi the Bnei Yaine. Ma Bnei Yaine Shle Hukshiru Begdalim, Mephorish Besamuch, How do you know Take Bnei Yaine, Es kosh be gdaylem, vas besamt le shtamet kro, de lichtay min hayne. Says bnei yayne, so we see davke bnei. Uma toyrem shloi hu shru be ktanem. Now the Gemara says further, Uma toyrem, the Gemara has epis, I would make a kavachim with that bnei yayne akasha. I would make a kavach. Ima that yoyne is kosher, a kalvachayma from teirem. Ma teirem leirushu bektanem, it's kosher. Ibne yoyne is ushru bektanem, avada gewiss, that gedoylem are kosher. Now, this gemara is very, very difficult. Lefiya emes, how do we know that ktanem are apostle by teirem? The Gemara says, because there's a hekish teirem to yaita b'nei yaina. Just like b'nei yaina, only one age is kosher, is teirem also like that. But there was never a matziv that I knew that by teirem ktanim are no good. And here I have the b'raish is a kavachayma. That madach teirem, that ktanim are no good, zaylam are good, bnei yayne should be good. Where do you have such a tzad that the ktanim are not good by teirem, and I want to learn that bnei yayne gedolim should be good? That is the problem that Tosfos has. Uma teirem shlei hushiru bektanim, teimen. Given that kati loy kaim alon de bnei yoyne havik tanim dafke. Now we don't know if bnei yoyne are dafke, ktanim dafke. And I want to say that gdolim should also be good. Im kaim anolay de teirem loy hukshiru bektanim. So how do you know that teirem are not good bektanim? Di higuf loy yodinen elamidum yid bnei yoyne. The Gemara Lamaisa says the whole mekayr. The whole mekayr that ktanim are not good by teirim is because of the hekish to bnei yayne. But if you want to say that bnei yayne gedolim are also good, so teirim are also good by ktanim. That's a teime. V'yesh loima d'hochi koma. V'imotzes lemelev miduchte achine the teirim mash me gedolim. That's a very difficult pshat in the Gemara. That means the Gemara is saying that if I would have a mekayr that tells me, that means it's nishkeshteiken, nishkeflogen, there's no such mekayr. But the Gemara is just saying, if I would have a mekayr, a different mekayr, that ktayrim is possible by ktanim, so then I would say, that bnei yayne gedolim is kosher kal v'chayma from Torah. But really it's only a theoretical kal v'chayma. But kuntres pirish, Rashi said, the loiboy elo le'ikov minolam. The Gemara wants this loiboy elo le'ikov minolam. The havalon Lemelev mikal v'chayma deloy ma'akve. I should learn out from mikal v'chayma that it's not ma'akve. Avaloylam loshen teirim mashme gedoylam. Loshen teirim is mashme gedoylam. That's for sure. But the shail is, how do I know that leikuve, the ktanim are not good. Goshle pirushi di mash magdoil mekh bal midish ka ba khaim la fuki krami mash mousa la mai madalay make. If Rashi could say that the Torah is mashma gedolim, so how can you make a kal v'chayma to say that ketanim are also good if it's mashma gedolim? So this is what the Magen Shlomo wants to say, that could be Teirim is Mashma Gedolim. Ein Echanami, Teirim is Mashma Gedolim. It doesn't say B'nai, so it's Mashma Gedolim. But it's not a Miyut on Ketanim. It's Ketanim of Adagivis. Akal V'chaim from B'nai Yayne. The Gedolim are not good. That means Li'ikuvah means that even though the Mashmois is Doilem, who says Ketanim is no good? Could be Ketanim is about the Gevizkut. Pshat in the Kal V'chaima, the Magen Shlomo wants to say that the Kal V'chaima goes as follows. Uma Toirin, she'ein mefurish behen Ketanim. Blei huchshiru ben mefurish, huchshiru gedoilem, Nayyayne shukshiru tana befeirish. That's from the Kal V'chaima. It brings the Kal V'chaima is not from the din. The Kal V'chaima is from what the Torah had written. The Torah had written a loshen that's mashma gedoilem. So it's not mashma ketanim. Could be ketanim is also good, but the posik is mashma gedoilem. So I can make a kal v'chaima, madach b'nei yoyne, that's mashma b'feirish k'tanim. So b'nei yoyne should zichev the milus of teirim, which is not mashma b'feirish k'tanim. Does not necessarily mean that k'tanim are no good. But the teire had written a heter of k'tanim b'feirish by b'nei yoyne, and that's more than it says by teirim. Not because Loshen the Gemara's Mashma, because all these places it doesn't mention once Yoyne. It says B'nei Yoyne. So Taisva says, account from one place alone, if the Torah wrote B'nei Yoyne, if they wrote an extra word, if everything is good, so why does the Torah write B'nei? The Magen Shlomo wants to say, could be, we said there's a mahalach, could be b'nei is lechatchilim, b'yebed is good, yayna also. Zuch the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana. Yachol yekol ha-teirim, v'chol b'nei ha-yayna k'sheirim. I would think all the Torahim and all the Bnei Yoyna are kosher. Tamad loyma min ha-Torahim, v'loy kol ha-Torahim. Min Bnei ha-Yoyne, v'loy kol Bnei Yoyne. Prat, so there's a miyut. Min and not kol. Prat l'tchilas ha-tziyu, shebozeh v'shebozeh sheposel. Let us see Rashi. Yochu, you call atayrim ksheirim mishayotzo mechlal katan. That means as long as it's not a cotton, so it should be kosher already. Bnei is mashma katan. I would think that as long as it's not a cotton, it should be kosher. V'yikol bnei yoyne ksheirim kol zman shleibo lechad gadlus. That it should be a godl. Bnei means it should be a cotton, so kol zman it's not a godl. Kozman, it's not a godel, it should be kosher. You call b'nei, Kozman shabbat l'chal gdolim. So the Gemara says, it says a miyut, the meat is tchilas atziyuk, shemaschilim letzayev knafayim shesvivay savorim. When there is a luster that enters the feathers that are around the neck, psulim bozeh ubozeh. The yotzu shemaschilim letzayev knafayim, the feathers start giving a heba shine. Shesvivei saborim psulim baze baze. The yotzu mechlal ktanim v'nifsalu mibnei yoyne, because mnei yoyne means katnas. Lechlal gdoilim loibo sheyukshiru b'toyim. Zameridiki gemara, that means there is an in-between, there's an in-between that it's not katnas and it's not gatlas. And so Mamela, so this is possible, that's the miyut, min b'nei yoyne, that is a miyut, but either b'loi kol b'nei yoyne, that means even though it's not a godel, but it's missing in katnas. And by teirem in a teirem, it's missing in godless. Me'eim osai ha teirem ksheirem. When are the teirem kosher? That means, what is the simen godless of teirem? When are they called gedolim? Mishayazhivu. What does Rashi says? Mishayazhivu sheye kanfei gufon gedolim. The feathers are large. Vadumim in reddish. Umazhivim kizot. That means they have they're like gold already, that the feathers of the turtle dove are have this color there. They're reddish and goldish. That's how they look. Then already that's called the gdoilim. May aim aside b'nei yoyne psulim. Let's go back to the Gemara. When do b'nei yoyne become posul? Sheyatzibu. When it starts, when the feathers start, there's a luster in the feathers around the neck, that already is a simen. Mishayatzhivu, Sarashi says, Mishayatzhilu letzayv. Sheyatzhilu letzayv. Tani Yaakov Kolche, Me'emisai b'nei yoyne kisheirem, Mishayatzhilu. Now, Yaakov Kolche said over a baraisa that b'nei yoyne first become kosher mishiya alu. Hu tani lo, he said over this baraisa, hu omalo, and he explained what is pshat mishiya alu. He brought a posek and iyut. Afroicho ya alu dom. So this Mishia Alu is a posik in Iyu. And there it means, we're speaking about the children, the small children, the babies of a Nasher, and there it's speaking about that the Nasher goes and takes the basar of the killed animals, and the blood of the killed animals, the afroichim swallow the dam of that from the meat. That means a nesha comes and takes the meat of a dead animal, and the blood of the dead animals. So the blood of the meat from that drips from the meat, afroichim ya'alu dam. They swallow the dam from the meat. Some of them are too small to eat the meat, but so they swallow the dam. Amos, Omar Abaye, Mechishomit Gatfo Minei, Fa'osi Domo. When you pluck out a feather from the Benyoine, and some blood comes out.
Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi. Me'emesai b'nei yoynek sheirem. When do they become kosher? So this means, when do they become kosher? As soon as they're born, they should be kosher. They're b'nei yoynek, they're very young. So Rashi says, no. The b'yoym she'noyuda mu'usim heim. That means a froyach that is born after it is hatched from the egg, that they're most, they're zichen not, they're not developed properly to bring for a korban. So how much do they have to be developed that they can be brought for a korban? Mishiyalu to the meforish lakame. What does mean mishiyalu? Who Tony Lo Shainoya Mishne Miti Rabbi Mishialo? He had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe that they become kosher Mishialo. Who Omelo Meforisha Mishne Midata? What does that mean, Mishialo? Mishialo Loshin Efreichov Yaalo Dom. That Yaalo is a Loshin of Blie, swallow. Mishielem Dam Motsui. Bebosa, that means when an afroyach is born, so it seems the dam of the afroyach, b'shas leide, is not yet muvla in the bosa. And therefore you can pluck a feather and no dam will come out. So, but when the dam becomes muvla in the bosa, then yoyne is kosher for then it's kosher for krobe. The chishomit gatfa minei, when so gatfa means over here, according to Rashi, gatfa means a feather, osa minei domo. Now let us see Taisvis. Ya'alu dom. Now the second, let's learn the second pshat of Tosfos. We'll come back to the first pshat. Menachem posa b'machberes ya'alu dom inyan bliye k'moy v'shosu v'lo. So this is like Rashi. Now the first pshat of Tosfos, ya'alu dom sela metageminem ilo. Haino mishiyalo deshamid gatfa v'osi dam mitzalois. The Teferis Yaakov learned pshat that tzalois is the ribs. He doesn't understand how the dam comes from the ribs. How the dam? What is the shear of dam coming from the ribs? How did the ribs come in over here? I saw the art school wants to say pshat in Taisviz, perhaps the Mashmoy from the Rambam also, that he says tzela means a side. And here, the side means that what is on the side of the Benyoyne means the wing. It means gatfe really has two translations. It can mean a feather and it can mean a wing. And it means that when you pull off the wing, one shouldn't try to pull off the wing, then it'll be possible to cover. But it means if it's developed so much that when you pull off the wing, it starts bleeding perhaps profusely. It's then that means it's then that's the shear that it's kosher lahakrove. But it seems when it is just born and you pull off the wing, it seems not too much dam would come out. And so that's a simon that it's not developed yet. That's what he wants to say. Zot the Gemara weiter. Boy Rabbi Zeir, ha'ayma harei olai oilo min ha'toirim, oy min b'nei ha'yoyne, ve'hevi tchilas ha'tziv.
A person made a neder, but in the neder he gave himself a lot of leeway. He said, I'm going to bring an oile, from what I'll bring an oile, or min ha-toyrim, hoy bin b'nei ha-yoyne, ve-hevi t'chilas ha-tziyuv she-bezeh v'she-bozeh. And he brought a t'chilas ha-tziyuv of both. That means he brought a toyer, t'chilas ha-tziyuv, and he brought a ben-yoyne t'chilas ha-tziyuv. We'll see what the shayla. Mal. So let's say Eisem and Yisrael will appreciate the Gemara. So the Shaila of Rabbi was like this. We learned that Chilas Hatziyu is not good by both. So he says you can learn two ways. You can learn one way that there are three matzavim. There's katnis, there's godless, and then there's a neutral area that is not katnos and not godless, which is mechudishtik. And that's why it's then Chilas Hatziyu is so for it's a puzzle for Bnei Yoine because it's not katnes. It's after katnes. It's puzzle for Teirim because it's not katnes. There's a neutral area that is neither, but it's yotza miklal katnes, miklal godless, loy nichnas. Or you can learn a different shot. You can learn Chazal didn't know what it's ichin. There's no three things. There's katnes and godless. Chazal did not know what this matziv of Tchilas Hatziyuv is. Is this enough godless, so it should be good for min ha-toyrim? Is it still katnis, so it should be good for Bnei Yoyin? So since Chazal did not know, it's a sofik to Chazal. So memeila, that's what it says in the Mishnah. So Tchilas Hatziyuv is possible as hell as that because that Chazal did not know how to pinpoint this matzav, what it is, but it's either one of the two. It's not a third thing. It's either godless or katnis. But Chazal didn't know what it is. So Mamelis or Reb Zeira said, if that's the case, so what'll be if a person said, I'm gonna bring either a ben yoine or a toyer, and he brought both Tchilas Hatziyuv. So if you learn this pshat, so Mamon of Shecham Yaitse, because it's either one of the two. Chazal didn't know. Fine. I also don't know. But Isaiah was Yaitse my nether, because I said I could either bring a Ben Yoine or I could bring a Toyer. He brought both in Tchilas Hatziyuv, and Tchilas Hatziyuv, according to the second Mahalach, is either godless or katnus, which Chazal didn't know what it was. But whatever it is, I was Yaitzim Amon of Sheikh. So then it would be good. Or maybe the first thought, that Tchilas Hatziyuv is a third stage, which is Miklal Katnas Yotzo, Miklal Godless Leinichnas. That was the Shaila of Rabbi Zeira. Boy Rabbi Zeira. Ho'ima harei olai, oilo mina toirem ibnei hayayne, ve'hevi Tchilas Hatziyuv shebezeh shebezeh. Mal. Sveikahav is pshat is it was a sofik to Chazal. Chazal did not know. Therefore Chazal said, Alochas, don't bring Tchilas Hatziyuv because it's a very unclear matzav. We don't know if it's godless or katnis. Vinofik, so then, Abba Mamon Shechel B'yaitze, Aydil me Beryahav, V'loi Nofik, or maybe it's a Beryah, it's something in between. It's not godless and not katnis. So then, after he brings both, he also won't be eight. Let us see Rashi. Mina toyre min bnei ayoyne, me'ezem em she'erze. He made a nether, whatever I want to bring, I can bring. Ve'evi mishneyem. Chilas atziv. Mau, yotzo yedei nidro yoyloi. Hodis nan chilas atziv posel bishneyem. That what the Mishnah says, that Tchilas Hatziyuv is possible, could be Mishum Sveiku. Chazal did not know how to be done this tkufe in the giddle of a night. Shema Gedoilim, Shema Ktanim. Chazal didn't know. So therefore Chazal paskin misofik, Hilka Anoida Toirim, Lo Yotzo, Shema Ktanim. Maybe it's Ktanim. But if that would be pshat, but if a person made a neder, that whatever I want to bring, I can bring, the yotzim ichlal ktanim uchlal gdolim leibo.